be courageous and do it. Regardless of the circumstances or regardless of anything, your passion should be fulfilled at some time in your life. Especially 50 plus, it's when I started to start my company. And you can't be afraid of that. You must jump.
Hey, this is Epicenter NYC. We connect our communities to news, information, and each other. I'm your host, Amber Castillo. Mirta Rinaldi was 61 years old when she launched her food business, Mendulcina. But her journey with food began long before. Growing up in Mendoza, Argentina, she spent a lot of time in the kitchen, surrounded by family. Cooking was their love language. Then in 1975, Mirta moved to New York City, and after working a variety of jobs, she decided to follow her passion and cook full-time. Today, Mirta's best known for her quince paste and alfajores, a South American pastry, but that's hardly the extent of what she offers. Today, Epicenter NYC's Danielle Hyams sits down with Mirta and her daughter Paula, who helps run Mendulcina, to learn more about the inspiration behind the company.
Mirta, I was hoping you could tell me a bit about your background in cooking and baking and with food.
So I was born in Mendoza, Argentina. Mm-hmm. That is the land of Malbec. So I came here 48 years ago. Food has been my passion all my life. So I always cook for my family. I have an amazing family, starting from my mom, my grandmothers, and my aunts. Each one, their own specialties. But I was always learning, making empanadas with Tia Juana, making pasta with my mom, making pastel de papa with my aunt Josefina, and so on and so forth. And it was a very enjoyable thing to do in a family circle.
Yeah. And my grandmother was one of 11, so there were always a lot of aunties around.
That's so nice. So it's not just about making the food. It's about spending time together. And
let's say we had seasonal traditions.
Yeah.
Let's say for quince, which is one of my products that I sell. Or quince usually is April, the time. So family gets together on weekends and the entire weekend we cook, and the men take care of the fire, the women take care of the tomatoes. And that was a very traditional thing to do twice a year with the family. And when I came back, I did many things here. I work at a bank, I work with a songwriter. And then when I was laid off in 2010, I said, if I don't do my passion right now, I will never make it happen. And I started to cook full time. Then I worked at the U.S. Open and the executive kitchens of the U.S. Open. It was a good experience, very tiring, 14, 15 hours on my feet.
How did you go from working in big kitchens doing events to launching Mendulcina?
So it was a little quiet. I have my production of quince, my alfajores, and some cooking. I also cater, and I always have orders for deliveries, from chicken milanesa sandwiches to choripan to you name it.
And it started to grow, and we started to also, because there was a lot of cultural exchange and conversation, so we started doing mate ceremonies, which mate is like our traditional tea.
What exactly does a mate ceremony entail?
You know, this is yerba mate.
Yeah.
With sticks, clean, with chamomile, sugar. Mm-hmm. And the first mate was made out of a gourd like this one. Very light. And the first bombilla, this is called bombilla, was made with little holes to serve as a filter. So what we do is we fill it up with yerba mate. The vessel is called mate.
Mm-hmm.
Fill it with yerba mate. We add water, hot water, and we sip through. Now, this is something very ceremonial. It's our national dream. We're so proud of inviting any person that we meet. It's the first thing people do.
As ceremonial as it is, it's also very colloquial and day-to-day.
There's no class. The rich and the poor drink mate. You go to your doctor's office, and he might have a mate and a thermos next to the desk. The students travel to the university with the mate.
Our ceremony is basically kind of showing the ingredients and the accessories, like the metal straw, and explaining it. And having a sensory experience, it is also a bitter flavor. I don't know if you've had it. Mm-hmm. So we have a little mate bar with either like rose hips or lemon peels, things like that to experiment
play
with the palate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and talk about who used to drink it, the gauchos, things like that.
In our mate ceremony, we share. It's really beautiful.
How many people normally are in a class?
Six. Unless I hosted in a separate place, in a cafe, and that could be maybe up to 15 people.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're most well-known for your alfajores?
Yes, it's my signature cookie.
Okay, can you walk me through what exactly an alfajore is and kind of how you make one?
Okay, it's a shortbread cookie stuffed with dulce de leche, with milk pudding. And all with, and dusted with the coconut. It's the most popular cookie in Argentina. Any celebration will have un alfajor. And my alfajores were featured in the Oprah magazine.
Mm-hmm. How did Oprah find you?
Well, because the League of Kitchens, mm-hmm. I've been working with them almost, we celebrate 10 years with the school, and I'm 9.5 years with them. And it's, we do immersion cooking and classes from our homes. That was the original concept of this school, to invite you to the immigrant home and you share their customs and meals. I greet people with the master ceremony in my class. And then we go to the kitchen, cook, and we sit for dinner.
I'd love to hear what you've learned since starting your own business.
I learned that I cook pretty good. Paola said one day, because I give people to taste. I give them. I don't mind. It's my product. I'm very proud of that. So if you're here, I always have alfajores. Everyone has an alfajor. If I go to the hairdresser, I bring alfajores. I always get somebody and some clients somehow.
Yeah.
And Paola says one day, you know what? I want to make a video. I want to make a video when people taste the alfajores. Mm-hmm. I want to make a video of all
the reaction.
Oh, wow. You know.
But I think to also answer your question, some of the things learned, because you can know how to cook, but not necessarily know how to teach or convey how the steps, you know, in a way for different level chefs, you know. And I think she's learned that she's actually quite good at it. She has a lot of patience. There's a lot of creativity. And I think we've learned also how artistic food can be, because she has had so many like accessories that she's bought from Argentina, whether it's trays or spoons, that she's a great like food stylist also. You know, we kind of tend to eat with our eyes first before our mouths. And I think she's like learned to also curate experience. It's not just about like sustenance. Mm-hmm. It's about really like being present, sharing a meal, but also like enjoying the presentation and the order of that, you know. The palate experiences certain flavors and stuff. It's almost like a production.
And what about the actual, like, you know, running a business?
Running a business is very interesting, being a small company. But I have great publicity and press that helped a lot. My last experience with the Deligram, so after that article, one day Paola says, Mom, you have an order. Okay, just tell me where. And 5 minutes later, she go, we have another order. Mm-hmm. Okay, good, great. So 10 minutes later, she called me laughing. She said, like, Mom, I don't know what's happening, but you got another order. I said, you know what? The Telegram put the, I'm sure they put the post. And indeed, that was the reason why we started, and we haven't stopped.
Yeah.
I made probably more than 2,000 alfajores last month.
Wow.
Well, we also made like 800 in the last 3 days.
Yeah. So 2 days ago, we made 447 alfajores.
In 2 days?
No, in one day.
Wow.
Part of like lessons learned. And I think that you have to pay attention to what's going on in the industry and around you and kind of be open to evolve with it, because we are a little bit or a lot more old school. And so learning to how to leverage social media, how to leverage certain opportunities. And it's not just about a website anymore. It's like having the link tree or the QR code. And, you know, we do this catering event. Before it was just like, oh, either a check or cash. And now it's like the Venmo, the Zelle, the PayPal. And it's just learning how to adapt and keep up with so many technological advances.
Thank God for Paola.
I mean, I'm learning as I go too. You know, where we do what we can. We're a pretty mighty team, but it's constantly also a hustle. And we rely a lot on word of mouth. And every event and order we treat as it's like the best, you know, you want to represent ourselves well and have
is
a quality.
Just experience. You two?
So what we have help sometimes for huge orders. Like yesterday we had help making cookies, but for the most part it's us.
Yeah.
You followed your dream a little later on in life. You said, if I don't do it now, when will I ever? Any advice for someone who's in a position like that? Maybe they haven't followed their dream yet?
Be courageous and do it. Regardless of the circumstances or regardless of anything, your passion should be fulfilled at some time in your life, especially 50 plus. It's when I started to start my company. You can't be afraid of that. You must jump. And the failure, you know it. But all you do is just work to make it successful. But it's a lot of work and time. And time. Yeah. You know, it's just, for me, it's a pleasure to do it. It's just like I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about what am I going to cook today? And I live alone. And I elaborate a meal for myself. Mm. So I play with food. But I love my company. I had besides having good press, I have a good product.
Yeah.
That people like and enjoy.
That's number one.
Yeah. So having that, I sell the alfajores in Manhattan. And I ship all over the country.
And you also sell quince paste, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is seasonal because it takes a lot of time to dry. It's a delicacy. A piece of quince, one fruit, costs $4.99, $5. It's expensive to make quince. But it's a delicacy, and the perfect marriage is manchego.
Yes.
Manchego is the perfect marriage. You can have other cheeses, but...
And what's the perfect pairing for an alfajore?
For an alfajore, coffee, tea, mate.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to add?
Classes, I encourage my students to save family recipes. It's so important for me, always. When Paola turned 15, I asked my mom to make a cookbook for her with all her recipes. So the gnocchis that I teach online are my mom's recipes. With that in mind, today she's 40-something, and she has that book since she was 15. So, and my mom made many trips to the States, and I make a video of my favorite dessert. I tape her from A to Z. And at the end of the year, I made copies of that recipe for my family. So the recipe doesn't die with a person and stays in the family.
I'm going to call my mom when we get off this call. Like, where are the recipes from grandma?
Yeah. What I said to my students, I said, listen, if your grandchildren love your chocolate cookies,
yeah,
make a video. It's so easy today with your phone, and save it, put it in a file, and have that legacy.
Yeah, that
forever, because it's important.
Mm-hmm. Beyond what she's doing now, Mita has several new ideas in the works, including a series of classes where she'll bring together people from the local arts community and Argentinian artists to talk about their work and their roots. To learn more about Mendulsina and its offerings, visit mendulsina.com or check the links in our show notes. And if you're craving alfajores like I am, you can buy them by the dozen at mendulsina.com/shop. Finally, if you know of a local business that you think Epicenter should feature, let us know. Drop us a note at hello@epicenter-nyc.com. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting us as we do our best to support our community. We couldn't do it without you. For more stories like this, make sure to subscribe to our newsletter at epicenter-nyc.com. Our intro music is All the Pretty Horses by Caravica. You can find more of their music on their website, linked to in our podcast description.